8 Ways to Build a Positive First Impression. So, you've prospected, and some leads have responded favorably to your phone calls, mailouts, and marketing materials. Now you're ready to engage the lead face-to-face for the first time. What is it that you can do to make a positive first impression in that meet step? At the outset, you should recognize that people will make judgments about you very quickly. In fact, research says you have only 19 to 34 seconds in front of a lead to create an image that allows them to answer this question: is this person worth talking to? And if your answer to that is, "I'm not perceived as that type of person," you've got a real problem. Over and over, we've said that people pay attention to people whom they believe to have something important to say to them. So, let's talk about 8 ways you can create a positive first impression when you meet somebody so they will believe you have something important to say to them. Here we go. 1. Create a confident manner. Now listen to this one. Don't act superior or inferior. One of the personal traits we talk about is quiet confidence. And quiet confidence basically comes from being well-grounded in terms of knowing exactly why you are there, who you are there to see, and what you're trying to accomplish. In short, you're on solid ground. By the same token, you're not a fast-talking, manipulative, stereotypical recruiter. Consequently, you act in a confident manner. And a lot of that confidence has to do with how you feel about yourself and how you feel about the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity. Appearing confident also has a lot to do with getting to your appointments on time. You see, if you feel you're running late, or if you're distracted or have left material behind, you're not going to have a confident manner. There's a lot more to it than just saying the rhetoric of being confident. The second thing is, present a neat, professional appearance. Now, you notice what I said, a neat, professional appearance. Your dress and appearance can be one of the best recruiting tools you have in your toolbox, and what it means are things like this: your hairstyle and length, the condition of your uniform, clean, pressed, and in good repair, your military bearing, and your hygiene. If you feel good about the way you dress, the way you come across, the way you look, you're going to feel more confident about yourself. This includes things like clean ribbons and badges, a neat briefcase, and freshly shined shoes. Now, that may sound like basic recruiting school 101, but it never, ever will lose its importance. 3. Smile. You know, the single thing that controls your tone of voice is your smile. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to laugh all the time or that you have to be a backslapper. What I'm saying is, relax, be confident, and smile. People can interpret your positive outlook in your voice and through your mannerisms. 4. Do your best to use a person's name and pronounce it correctly. But before you use that name, find out if they need to be referred to or would rather be referred to as Dr. So-and-so, Mr. or Miss So-and-so, or Frank, Mary, or Bill. You'll never err on the wrong side if you say, "Do you mind if I call you Mr. Watson?" That way, Mr. Watson can say, "No, just call me Bob." Don't say, "Do you mind if I call you Bob?" You see, that's too forward. You see how I said that? Much different. Let them make the decision as to whether or not it's going to be less formal and more intimate. You don't make that decision. And suppose the person has a name you're not familiar with. Ask them how to pronounce their name for you. A simple question such as, "I'm not quite sure how to pronounce your first name or last name, and I'd like to say it correctly. Would you mind helping me to say it right?" Now, that sounds like it's very, very insignificant, but it's very subtle, very elegant, and demonstrates tremendous respect for that person. 5. Set a tone of importance. Now, this is valuable. Set a tone that tells the lead you're important. Be yourself, but don't be so casual or nonchalant that you're perceived as weak or uncaring. You're there for a very important reason: to solve someone's problem, to meet their needs, to help them achieve something they didn't think they could achieve, to help them earn extra money, to improve their job skills, and to enhance their education. Whatever the case may be, it is important. If you don't see yourself as important, they're certainly not going to. 6. Don't ever apologize for taking someone's time. This is very important. Don't say, "I know you're a busy person, and I do appreciate you taking time to see me." You need to believe so much in the importance of what you represent that under no circumstances whatsoever are you ever going to apologize for taking someone's time. If you apologize for taking someone's time, it doesn't position you as a professional. It positions you as a groveler. It positions you as someone who's begging for the opportunity to talk to them. Now, we're not talking about being arrogant, but what we're saying is, if you really believe in what you're doing, you know it's important, and you need to present yourself that way. 7. Be comfortable. Now, being comfortable has a lot of moving parts. Some of those include arriving on time, having your sales aids and marketing materials pre-prepared, packed, and ready to use, having your pre-prepared questions ready, consulting your pre-call checklist, feeling as if you are dressed to look your best. You see, what I'm saying is you absolutely have to be comfortable physically and mentally. 8. Position yourself through everything that you say and everything that you do. Now listen to this. I have said this before and I say it again. Positioning is absolutely critical to success. It's positioning and timing. Even though you're right there for the first time engaging the lead, you're still positioning yourself. You're positioning yourself with your handshake, with your statement of intention and primary bonding statement, with your eye contact, with your manners, and with your timeliness. And remember what we said at the outset, it's the first 19 to 34 seconds that are absolutely critical. And as trite as it sounds, you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. So, let's review our list of 8 ways to build a positive first impression. Number 1. Create a confident manner. Don't act superior or inferior. 2. Present a neat, contemporary appearance. Be well-groomed. Your uniform must be immaculate. 3. Smile. Because what happens is, that shows that you're confident and you're not stressed out. The best way to make your lead become stressed out is to act stressed out yourself. And then what happens is that underlying level of tension is never going to be reduced. 4. Try to use a person's name and learn to pronounce it correctly. But remember, ask them what name to use, preferring the formal. And allow them to tell you if they would prefer that it be less formal. 5. Set a tone of importance. That what you're saying, what you're doing, and what you're presenting to them is important. 6. Don't apologize for taking someone's time. Remember, you're not a groveler. You're a professional recruiter, and what you have to say is important and worth their time. 7. Be comfortable. Preparation equals confidence, and preparation also equals level of comfort. 8. Position yourself. Always remember, you're constantly positioning yourself with everything you say and through everything you do. One more time. You'll never get a chance to make a second impression if you don't make a positive first impression.